Okay, so I figured I would just make a recording explaining why I've decided to bomb an IVF building or clinic. Basically, it just comes down to I'm angry that I exist, and that nobody got my consent to bring me here. And I know what you're gonna say: how could we have got your consent because you didn't exist? Blah blah blah. Exactly the point. There's no way you can get consent to bring someone here, so don't fucking do it, right? And if you're going to try to say something really fucking retarded, like, well, since you don't exist, you don't have a consent status, and therefore we don't have to get consent, this really isn't any different from saying, oh, well, the girl's unconscious, so I can't get her consent to have sex with her, so therefore it's okay, because I can't, there's no way to even ask for the consent, right? If you actually think that's a good argument against what I've said, right, you're absolutely retarded. It's very childish and retarded, right? And before you say, ooh, that's ad hominem, I said the word retard. No, I made an argument, and then I called you a retard, fucker. So it's not ad hominem. Ad hominem is when someone just name calls, and that's it. That's what ad hominem is, fuckhead. Some of you motherfuckers are just too fucking stupid. Okay, anyways, so, yes, the point is, obviously, you can't get people's consent to bring them here, so don't do it. It's that fucking simple, right? This is not complicated logic. This is not complicated ethics, okay? So I have written some things down here. Tried to kind of order them in a way that makes sense, just because I have a lot of things to say, and, so hopefully there's some order to, my little recording here. But anyways, so the reason I'm, wanting to get the fuck out of this whole life game is basically, I guess it comes down to I'm not interested in being a life addict, right? So I really never wanted to do this life drug. And I remember, like, when I was a kid, people just trying to, I mean, my whole life, really, people have always been trying to push this life drug onto me. People try to push experiences onto me, like, hey, let's, go to a concert or some bullshit. It's always something, And I'm always saying, no, not interested. And, people are, for some reason, like, people just can't fucking take no for an answer, when it comes to this shit. It really isn't any different from, like, kids pushing drugs or smoking on some other kid or whatever. It's not really any different from this, except in this case it's more like fucking heroin. It's a much worse drug. Yes, life is a drug. It really is very analogous to a drug. I know some of you assholes are gonna get all triggered at me saying that, being negative, about life. But, I mean, think about this. If you sit around and do absolutely nothing, like literally nothing, right, you're going to become very miserable pretty quickly, right? And the reason for this is that the default state for you is deprivation, right? And this is how life gets you to chase things, right? That includes literally even drinking water, what we would call basic needs, right? Your brain gets you to chase things. That's really what's going on, right? And the shit that, we're chasing really is stupid, right? This whole evolution thing, life thing, is not an intelligent design, when you see innocent creatures, getting completely fucked by life, I'm not just talking humans, but even animals, right? How the hell can you sit there and call that an intelligent design? It clearly isn't. It's a completely absurd thing to call life an intelligent design. It's clearly not, right? It clearly is just something that happened because it could, right? The circumstances were just right, to where it could happen, and it did happen. It's not, evolution isn't really, doing anything on purpose, right? It's just evolving. It's just happening. That's it, right? So it's not intelligent, and that's why I use the word stupid a lot, in reference to the shit people are chasing, the shit people are doing, and what life is doing, it's stupid. I'm not saying that just because I'm upset about it. I'm saying that because I've thought about it, and I think the word stupid really does apply, okay? I tend not to use language too loosely, so. Okay, so, yeah, all this just to say, life itself really is just it's a big drug addiction, right? It's just chasing absolute nonsense, and I've pretty much seen this since I was a kid. I've pretty much known it since I was a kid. As a kid, I wasn't able to put words to it, but some part of my brain kind of understood it, right? Because I really wasn't very interested in anything. I really didn't want much, and as I've gotten older and older, more aware, I started to realize, like, oh, this is a really nasty game. This life on Earth game is really nasty. It's causing tons and tons of harm. It is a zero sum game. Is that what it's called? Zero sum game? Did I say that right? Hopefully, I said that right. The basically, what I'm trying to say is, since the default state is deprivation, basically you're being whipped constantly, okay? And the best you can achieve is not being whipped, right? Satisfying your needs and your desires, right? And which again really is just the whip being taken away, right? So as in Mendham, Gary would say, there is no carrot, there's only the whip, okay? It doesn't intuitively make sense when you think about it. Like when I first heard him say shit like that, I totally didn't believe it. I was like, no. Like there's certain things that are just like pleasurable on their own. And but as I thought about, over the week after, the week after I heard him say that, I just started thinking about things, and I started to realize, like, no, it's, it really the there really is no like, fundamental like good, it really is all made of fixing bad things, fixing deprived states and whatnot, it's really interesting, and it's really, unfortunate, but. That's just the way it is. So anyway, so yeah, zero sum game, because like I said, the best you can do is clean up messes, and we can't even really do that well. I mean, you look around, we're not doing that, so we again, another thing Gary would say is like you spill the milk and then you clean up a small portion of it and then you pat yourself on the back. It's really, I mean, life really truly is completely fucking absurd, right? And to anyone who's like aware of these facts, intelligent, whatever, it's the more and more you become aware of this shit, the more miserable life becomes. It's just like, oh fuck, this is really bad, you start to see all the harm, and it's so nasty. Anyways, so and then I basically, most people just really aren't in any position in life to do much about it, and so basically, you're just gonna live life as a slave, really. I mean, people don't like it when I use this word, but that's just the way I see it. I don't know what to say. Like, I really do just see existence as a kind of slavery to a DNA molecule, basically. That's really all it is. And so I'm just saying, maybe you're not miserable. Okay, fine, whatever. But a lot of people are. Okay, and it's wasted suffering. There's so many people, there's so many creatures, really, I should say, because it's not just humans that are important. It's, all the other sentient beings on this planet are also just as important, okay? So much wasted suffering, right? So much suffering that occurs, and for no, benefit, it's just a complete waste, and it's sickening. It really is sickening, Yeah, okay. So just I'm doing all this explaining just, for the people who don't get this shit. Like, this is all really important shit. Okay, what else did I have written down here? I wrote down suicide prevention is people trying to push life on you, and is analogous to peers pressuring you to try drugs. Okay, I kind of already said this, but I didn't say the suicide prevention part, but yeah, suicide prevention really is just that. So people trying to prevent others from killing themselves, especially if the person has like a peaceful way of doing it, right? And you try to prevent them from doing it, you're just pushing life on them, which again is a drug. So you're just pushing drugs on people. So fuck that, absolute nonsense. Another little thing I wrote down, really interesting point that I've not heard anyone else make. It's in regards to mass shooters and mass killings and whatnot. And I was thinking to myself, there's a an organization called the Violence Project. I believe that's what they're called. They have a lot of interesting data on mass shooters. And something interesting they found, really common in mass shooters, is that they have a suicidal crisis before they become before they start thinking about killing people, right? They have some kind of suicidal crisis. This is fairly common, right? Not all of them, but pretty common. And I was thinking to myself, you know, you really probably would solve, you really would prevent a lot of mass shootings if you gave them the right to a graceful exit, the right to die, right? And I'm not talking about the fake right to die that we have now, okay, which isn't even really a right, because other people have to decide for you, so it's not even really a right. And the people that do get it, obviously they have to be like very terminally ill and all this bullshit. It's not a right. It's nonsense, right? They've passed it in a very, very, very restricted and minimal way so that they can bullshit people and say, oh, look, we have the right to die, when no, we absolutely fucking don't, okay? And I could get into this whole topic, but I will in a minute. But the main point, back to the mass shooter thing, right? I really do think if we had an actual right to die in the U.S., right? Right to a graceful exit, whatever the fuck you want to call it. You probably would prevent a good chunk of mass shooters. Interesting little fact. idea, theory, I should say, whatever. Very likely true, though. Back to the right to die thing, 'cause that's a really important topic. So what we have now is a fake right to die. It's not at all some kind of human right to die. Absolute nonsense. There's the slippery slope argument where people say, like, oh, if we gave everyone the right to a graceful exit, what about the people? What about, like, people getting coerced into it or whatever? And it's like, I could apply this shit to, like, free speech, too. I could say, like, what if people say things that hurt my feelings or say bad things or whatever the fuck, right? I'm just saying you could apply the slippery slope argument to other types of human rights, and you can kind of quickly understand that, yeah, the price is kind of worth it, right? And then you think about, well, what is the price, right? In the case of right to die, what is the price being paid in these instances where it's abused and misused, right? The price, think about it, is somebody who maybe didn't want to die falls asleep and doesn't wake up, right? That's the big price, quote-unquote price being paid, right? Bullshit. I mean, such nonsense, right? So we're not, it's not even really a harm, right? I mean, even if you think it's a harm, fine, okay. But at least understand, you're being way too perfectionistic, right? You're being absurdly perfectionistic. Nothing in this world is perfect, right? So you're basically saying we can't have the right to die until it's literally perfect, which is not pragmatic at all, right? You're not being pragmatic at all. It's a non-argument. It's an absolute fucking non-argument. So complete bullshit that we don't have a right to die, especially considering the fact that you're brought here without your consent in the first fucking place. The least this fucking goddamn society could do is give people a right to a graceful way out, you know, not force them to jump off a goddamn building or shoot themselves in the fucking head or strangle themselves, you know, pretty common method, whatever the fuck, drink sodium nitrite, you know. I know people think getting shot in the head and drinking sodium nitrite, these methods are considered, like, nice or better methods or whatever, but yeah, they're really not. I mean, getting shot in the head, pretty messy. Also, like, yes, it's easy to put the gun to your head, but, like, actually pulling the trigger, a little scary, I must say. And the sodium nitrite thing, you know, that's become a popular method, obviously. It's not, like, totally, it's not completely peaceful. It does make your stomach feel pretty shitty, and, you know, I'm just saying it causes some pretty, you know, kind of gross symptoms. Fuck these assholes that would say, like, oh, you can just shoot yourself, you do have a right to die. I've heard people say shit like this. It's such a myopic fucking view. It's so shitty. So insensitive. Fuck you. Fuck you. Okay. What else? So I guess maybe I should talk a bit about IVF. I mean, obviously I'm very against it. It's extremely wrong. I mean, these are people who are having kids after they've sat there and thought about it. How much more stupid can it get? I don't know. I guess you can make the argument like, well, at least they're thinking about it and at least they're planning it and all that. And it's like, yeah, that is something, I guess. But at the same time, again, you still can't get their goddamn consent. So it's you're not getting around that argument, you know, not rationally. So basically, I'm anti-life, right? And IVF is like kind of the epitome of pro-life ideology, right? So yeah, fuck IVF clinics, and fuck the people that work for them, quite frankly. Ignorance is not really an excuse. I know, because I know people are gonna say like, oh, they're you know they haven't even thought about what they're doing or whatever, and it's like, yes, that's sad and all, but like again, if a guy is going around raping people and is like actually retarded and doesn't understand what he's doing, right? Does that mean you don't punish him still? You don't like lock him up still or something? No, it doesn't mean that. You still have to take action, right? You still have to do something about it. So it's just, unfortunately, intent. Like, I do care about intent, but unfortunately, in reality, it doesn't mean a whole lot, you know? I want it to mean a lot. I used to believe it was everything, but in the last few years, I kind of started to realize, like, no, unfortunately, intent just it means so little. And so, even if you're causing harm and you don't get that you're causing, you don't know that you're causing harm, you still have to be dealt with. You know what I mean? So, just an unfortunate, you know, reality. Anyways, let's see. What the hell else did I write down? Yeah, I wrote down like, you know, these people, like when they push life on you, like if when you're in it, especially when you're like a suicidal person, you know, and they start pushing life on you, it's like the games these fucking people are trying to push on you, these life games you're trying to push aren't even good games, right? It's just like, oh, consume, be a fucking consumer, right? Pay for the factory farms to rape the fucking animals, you know, these are the fucking games we're playing as humans. It's sickening. Fuck these games. Why the fuck would I want to play these fucking games? It's absolutely absurd. Nobody intelligent would want to play these stupid fucking games. I feel like I'm surrounded by fucking ghouls. Okay, what else? I wrote down, I mean, I already said this, but I kind of wrote it in a kind of a nice way, so I'm gonna read it, even though I've already said this. I said, children cannot consent to being born, therefore you do not have consent. The act of bringing someone into this world is a non-consensual act and is reminiscent of rape. Now, in my mind, I really strongly consider it rape. I know some people are going to have an issue with me calling it that. So the way I worded it is very precise. I said it's reminiscent of rape, meaning I see a similar mindset, okay, in the people that are doing it, okay? That's what I'm saying, to be very specific. So let's see. I wrote down, these topics are too important for me to accept people ignoring them. And I said, I don't actually believe people are ignoring them. I think people who have control over the internet are censoring these topics by shadow banning people who talk about them. And then, of course, also, you know, all the algorithms that are in control now that are used to kind of manipulate what people see, what, you know, kind of what they think. I think it's pretty effective. I won't say it's like crazy effective. I don't think people are like completely retarded. And like incapable of knowing when they're being kind of manipulated and fucked with. People kind of have an idea of when they're being fucked with, you know, and they kind of resist it. And so, but I'm just saying, clearly it does work to some extent, you know. There's clearly a lot of like coercion going on, trying to get people to make babies and have more kids and shit. There's a lot of that going on, and you know, a decent chunk of people are. Their brains do it works for them, basically. It works on them, you know. But there's still a lot of people, I think, that are saying like, nah, no, fuck this, I'm not having kids, this is stupid, you know. Even with all, you know, in the last few years, all this manipulation going on the internet and all the censorship going on, you know, in the last few years, it's become so fucking extreme. I mean, like YouTube comments, for example, you can't say fucking anything now in YouTube comments. It's so goddamn bad. If it isn't in line with their narrative, you know, it just gets, you know, they aren't even shadow banning, like they just straight up fucking remove comments. Like, it's so wild. I mean, they do shadow ban. I'm just saying, they also often just straight up remove your comment and they don't even try to hide it from you. Like, it's wild. Anyways, so the censorship, all this stuff really has got me quite upset. I really must say that how badly they fucked the internet is, it's really upsetting, because it, you know, the internet really is important for people to communicate and whatnot, you know, get together, you know, form. I'm just saying, like, people who have similar beliefs obviously are going to use the internet to try to come together, you know, and they're fucking with that, and that's really upsetting to me. So anyways, yeah, I know there's assholes that are going to be like, oh, stop being online so much. It's like, dude, fuck you. The internet is really important. quit pretending it's not, you know, quit pretending like it's nothing. It's, you know, such bullshit. Let's see. Okay. That's about all I wrote down. So, yeah. Fuck pro-lifers. Fuck pro-life ideology. There's absolutely no rational reason to be pro-life. It's a zero-sum game. It only causes harm. It's all it's capable of producing is harm. It can't produce anything objectively good. It's never going to do that. Fuck transhumanism. Crazy shit. Absolute nonsense. yeah, so I guess I would be considered a pro-mortalist. I don't like the way... I don't like that word, that name, I guess, pro-mortalist, because for people that don't think too deeply about it, they're going to get the impression that, like, that means I'm pro-dying, and... That's not exactly the case. Like, I understand, obviously, there's many ways to die that are very bad and painful. So that's pretty negative and shitty, obviously. I'm pro non-existence is what I am, right? So that is what pro-mortalism is. But obviously, I'm just saying pro-mortalism can make people think that, like, you're, like, some kind of sadist or something who wants to, like, cause death and destruction and whatnot. And it's like, no, that's not the case. I know you're going to think, how ironic, because I'm causing destruction and probably possibly death. And it's like, I'm only doing this because I feel like it's what I have to do to get people's fucking attention and to let the world know, like, yes, I'm fucking serious about this shit. You have to take this seriously. Fuck you, you know, because I can't go on the internet and talk about this shit anymore. I can't find people anymore on the fucking internet because they've completely goddamn censored it. So I really feel like I'm being severely fucked with personally, you know, in so many fucking ways. By, you know, not having the right to a graceful exit, and then again by being completely censored and manipulated by the internet. I mean, the manipulation doesn't really work on me, but the censoring obviously does. They're actually pretty hard to get around, especially with all the fucking AI shit now being used to censor people, right? So, like, now you can't even like sneakily make comments anymore because AI understands context, you know? So, like, it's really fucking bad now. The censorship is really bad in the last few years. So it's very, very upsetting to me. It really fucks with me. I hate it. So, you know, I think Elon Musk banned the words like antinatalism on Twitter and what else? Well, that's the main one, I guess, right? Antinatalism. So yeah, fuck. I mean, fuck. You know, fuck Twitter. It's a shithole now, I guess. But I never really used it in the first place. But anyways. Yeah, so that's basically it. I genuinely feel like it takes, like, basically these topics are just, they're way too fucking important for it to be censored and ignored, and, like, they need to be put on blast. Like, people need to be thinking and talking about these issues because they really are big issues. And before you say, oh, it's just your life that's shitty, you know, that's why you care so much. No, I've just spent this entire recording explaining to you, like, objectively why life is bad, and it's causing harm, and so it's not just about me. It's pretty clear that I care about all sentient life, right? All the feelings going on Earth. So yeah, just complete bullshit. I mean, that's, like, the main reason why I feel like shit all the time is because I'm aware of all the harm occurring to other fucking sentient beings, you know, all the animals being raped in farms and even, you know, by nature itself, obviously. Nature isn't nice. What it's doing isn't nice, obviously. And also I'll make this clear, like, yes, I'm a vegan, but I understand that the harm being caused by nature is way, way larger than anything humans are doing, right? I'm upset about the factory farm shit just because I feel like we should really know better. You know, like we have the ability to recognize harm and we're just completely squandering it, you know, and then we consume it in such disgusting quantities and in such disgusting ways. I mean, it's just so, you know, it's just so sickening in every way. Everything about meat eating and, you know, not just meat, but really, you know, all the animal products too, you know. Anyways, what was I saying? Okay, I think this explains it pretty well. I think anyone who listens to this has a pretty good idea now of why I've done this and why I do believe it's justified, and I'm not getting off on it. I won't even be alive to witness it. So this isn't like me getting off on anything. You can't sit there and be like, oh, he's getting off on this. He wants attention or whatever. I mean, yes, I want attention, but it's not for me personally, okay? It's for objectively important fucking causes, okay? I think it'll be pretty clear to anyone listening that, like, I'm doing this because I care and because I can see how important these issues are and the fact that they're being censored by this ghoulish society that we live in, you know, that just wants to keep this system running. And so obviously it has to, obviously people can't be operating in some kind of honest mode. Their brain can't be operating in truth or honest mode, because if it were, they would see how pointless it all is and they wouldn't continue this stupid system, right? So the system itself, the only way it can continue running is to get people to not see the truth, to hide the truth from them, basically, right? To manipulate them, to be consumers and all this shit, right? That's literally what it has to do to continue existing, right? It has to lie to you and push lies onto you and push addictions onto you and whatnot. So, anyways, okay. So, I think this is good. I know it's very rambly. I'm sorry. I'm just, I guess, I don't know, whatever. It is what it is. I think it's a decent explanation. It's all very rational. And one more thing I want to add. Because I know there's going to be, like, these assholes that, like, are like, oh, well, he clearly, it's all about his feelings and whatnot. Like, yes, obviously, this is strong. I feel strongly about these things, yes. Just because someone has feelings about something does not make it irrational, right? Obviously, the feelings are just your brain's way of making you aware of some computation it's done, right? So your brain does some computation, and then it, based on the result, you see the outcome, the result, as a feeling, right? And now then, yes, obviously, it's also important to then apply logic. So sit there and actively think about why you're feeling the way you're feeling, right? To make sure that it makes sense, right? And I've clearly done that, right? I've clearly sat here and thought a lot about my feelings and why I feel the way I do and whatnot. And so you really can't say, like, oh, well, anyway, I'm just saying, these assholes that say, like, I guess people don't say this, but I can tell, like, a lot of people think this way. Like, they don't like people who feel strongly about things, and it's just, fuck you. Fuck you. Such bullshit, you know. Yeah. Okay. Anyways. I think that's good. I think that's enough. A little add-on bit here regarding pro-mortalism. Something I think is a really important argument, I guess, to make in regards to pro-mortalism for all the assholes that try to make it out to be evil or some bullshit like that, is that we're not the ones making death happen at all, right? All a pro-mortalist is saying is, like, hey, let's make the death thing happen sooner rather than later in life, right? We're just changing the date at which it happens. That's all we're trying to do, right? But recognize that, you know, once you exist, death is a guarantee, right? It's going to happen. So the pro-mortalist isn't making a death happen. That's a bullshit way to think about it. That's a dishonest and untruthful way to think about it, right? The truth is the parents are the ones making the death happen, right? They're the ones making you exist in the first place, which then guarantees a death, okay? So parents are the real killers here, okay? They're the real ones imposing harm and suffering and some kind of death process onto people. All a promoralist is saying is, hey, let's make it happen sooner rather than later, so that way you experience less of life's bullshit, right? Less of this silly fucking zero-sum game, right? So, yeah, important argument, you know, to make to people who, again, try to make pro-moralism out to be evil or some bullshit like that. It's these people are just, if they hear this argument and they still disagree, they're being dishonest, basically. Because, again, all this shit is really simple to understand.